Mishnah Beis, when preparing food for animals, one is only allowed to do that which is necessary. Any more than that would be considered unnecessary effort, and therefore forbidden midrabanan. So when it comes to bundles of straw, the Mishnah tells us that matirin pekir omen lefnei behema, one is allowed to untie bundles of straw, but no more than that. He can untie the bundle, put it in front of the animal, but he can't start spreading it out and putting little bits here and little bits there, because that is considered unnecessary. All he is allowed to do is untie the bundle. Umufaspsin is akifin. He's allowed to spread out moist cedar branches. The reason being that just by untying them, that's not enough for the animal to eat them. When it comes to these things, the animals will usually only eat them if they are actually spread out and scattered in front of them, and therefore it is permitted to do that because it's considered a necessary effort for the animal to eat the food. Avalos hazirin, but not bundles of straw. This refers to bundles which are tied with 3 knots, so that means that the straw is much tightly packed together. But even then, you're not allowed to spread it out at all. All you're allowed to do is just to untie it, because the animal will still eat from there, even if it is not scattered. In Maraskin, Lois HaShachas, one is not allowed to cut into very small bits. You can't do that to Shachas, which is unripe grain, which is just about edible enough for animals. So it was usually used for animal food. One cannot cut that into small pieces, v'lo yisach ruvin, neither can he cut carobs into small pieces, lifnei behema, in front of an animal. Being dak or being gasa, whether it's a small animal like a sheep or a goat, or whether it's a bigger animal, one cannot cut it into little pieces, even though that might be what he usually does. It is not a necessary preparation for the animal to eat the food. Even if the carobs are not cut, the animal will still eat the carobs. And because of that, it's considered an unnecessary extra effort and burden to do that on Shabbos, and so it's forbidden midrabanan. Now Rabbi Yehuda mati becharuvin ladaka. Rabbi Yehuda permits one to cut carobs into very small pieces, but only for a small animal, because the small animals will usually withhold themselves from eating carobs which are not cut into small pieces, because it's harder for them to eat bigger things. And so to make sure that the animals will eat the food, Rabbi Yehuda does allow one to cut the carobs into small pieces.